friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Hey guys, this is Star Malaris. I'm Ben.
I'm Ralph, and we're here for our third finale prediction. This is for the remainder of
There's No Place Like Home.
Yeah, There's No Place Like Home.
Part two, or parts two and three, however it's going to be parsed eventually.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Next Thursday, so almost a week from today. Real quick, go to shop78.com and get some of our new shirts. They're great.
Yeah, or go to darmalars.net and you can find everything you need to know about us, the Darmalars.
And that's it. We're not going to talk.
That is it. All right, let's get into prediction time.
Okay.
Prediction. All right, Ben, do you want to go first?
I'll do a prediction.
All right.
I predict that we will see the underground part of the Orbid, and it will be crazy, not what you'd expect to be underneath the greenhouse.
Okay.
It's not a much of a prediction. I'm easing into it.
I think that whatever Locke is there to do will work specifically for him. I have a feeling that maybe, and this is going to contradict some stuff, I think that maybe it has something to do with his legs. I'm not saying like he has to pedal a bike or something, but something will happen where he may lose the loss of his legs. But there's definitely some reason why he's there and Hurley is there.
Okay.
I think the combination of Hurley and the numbers, Locke and his faith in the island, and Ben
and his planning
all come together for a specific thing.
Okay.
Like whatever the three things that they possess is exactly what they'll need to activate the switch or whatever they need to do to move the island.
Okay. Good prediction.
Another thing, a lot of people are saying how, and you mentioned this on the show, how the Oceanic Six are all split up around the island. I do not believe we are going to see them get rescued in the finale.
Okay.
I don't see that point happening because we still have two more seasons, and I think it would be dumb to have the producers have two seasons of Lost without the island.
Okay. Well, I remember early on, didn't they say something about it could be the kind of thing where you look back at the show and think, oh, didn't they used to be on an island?
Yeah, well...
But I don't even remember where I saw that or if that was just somebody who's talking.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right in terms of it's not a big finale moment.
Yeah.
Because we already know it happened. The moment for that happened last week.
Yeah.
Them getting off that plane. That's that moment. They don't need it now.
Yeah. So I don't think it's going to be like a huge finale. Like as far as... I mean... The first season was just a cliffhanger.
Right.
The second season...
Was...
Also a cliffhanger.
Right. A cliffhanger.
The third season blew our fucking minds. The
third season was a mind blower.
So... I don't think we're going to get one of those. We're going to get a cliffhanger.
Maybe. Yeah, I think definitely a cliffhanger, but I don't think it's going to be the one where you're going to have to be thinking about it all summer. Like, oh my god, I can't believe that happened. It's just gonna be like, wonder what happens next.
The only thing that'll blow all our minds, except for me, that is if they continue these Oceanic Six off-island stories, and at the very end, throw in Locke standing there face-to-face with Eddie, and Locke asks, Why are you after me? And Eddie says, I'm part of Widmore.
Okay.
Like, I the only thing that would blow our socks off is it was there the whole time and you didn't know it.
Right. Something like that.
Yeah.
I predict I'm going to do an over-under on explosion.
Okay.
I'm saying the over-under is 3. And I'm going with over.
Okay, I will...
You can take over also. You don't have to be against me.
Well, how about this? How about we each predict how many explosions?
Okay, I'm going to say 4 explosions.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead, be different.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to say 5.
5 explosions.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And if there were a Vegas over-under, we'd both pick over.
Yeah.
I predict that we will see Abaddon again.
Mm-hmm.
Abaddon, obviously we're going to see Albert. I don't believe we'll see Widmore.
Hmm.
I think the events that are in motion don't need him for the finale.
If there is a cliffhanger ending, I think the obvious choice, because season one, we wondered what was in the hatch.
Right.
Season two, we wondered about...
Where the others were taking everyone. And...
Season three was fucked. We wondered who was in the coffin.
Right.
I have a feeling that... In the Orchid, we may almost see Jacob.
Okay.
But not see Jacob.
Okay.
I think that Jacob's been someone that kind of came in late in the game last year, and a lot of talk about Jacob this year, but we haven't seen him yet. So I think it's leading up to, oh my gosh, we're actually finally going to see Jacob.
And he'll be the hatch. It's going to be Jacob.
Yeah.
The first season of the next episode.
We'll see the back of Jacob, and Locke will say, you.
Yeah.
And then
it'll
say, Locke, lost. Or, yeah, that sounds like it would be something
I that predict they would do. That in the Southern California region, I will not be fucking watching Mark Brown.
Yes.
At all during the commercials.
Yes. Our local ABC affiliate decides to put in the news bumper during the episodes, and sometimes he talks about Lost.
And sometimes it includes scenes from that episode that haven't occurred yet.
Yes.
On the airing.
I wanted to say that Ben gets... The last time we saw Ben, he was hammered in the head by a gun, by Kimi. I have a feeling... This is a wacky prediction.
Okay.
Because Ben has a plan, and he always has a plan, except for getting his daughter murdered.
Right.
That Ben's actually going to summon the black smoke, and in a huge tornado surrounding him, is going to kill all those dudes.
That is
like
wacky.
I could see him hovering with the black smoke swirling around him or something.
That is very wacky.
And maybe that comes into play. Maybe that's the one thing that'll help move the island, because we all know that the black smoke is a security system, and also by moving the island,
that's part of security.
It's part of keeping the island secure. So I have this feeling that we may see some black smoke.
Randos. How many randos will die? Do we count the people on Kimi's team, or do we just count island randos?
As far as the remaining survivors of Oceanic 815 who we don't know,
mm-hmm.
all the nameless Nikki and Apollos out there,
right?
I predict every single last one of them will die.
Everyone except the celebrities?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even
Froger?
Everybody.
Everybody. Even Steve?
Steve?
Even Stripesy?
Indeed. Everybody. I have a feeling they're all gonna die.
I predict that, and I don't know if this will happen in the finale, but I predict that the reason why the Oceanic Six are separated from everyone is the island moves in such a way that they miss the island. Like, it moves away from them.
Uh-huh. I have a feeling that Hurley gave all of his lottery winning
money.
As well as his buyout from Oceanic. He gave that all to Sun. To help her purchase Pike.
Okay, so you think it took more than an Oceanic settlement?
Yeah. I think that the five banks that they referred to in the beginning of that scene last week were the remaining Oceanic five. Aaron would not have contributed to a bank. So five people.
You think they all bought Pike?
I think that Hurley may have given all of his settlement money in addition to all his lottery money, because there's something up with Hurley and Sun where when he showed up at Sun's house at the end of Jiyeon, he asks if anyone else is there. She says no, and he says good.
Okay.
Something's up.
Their own little thing going on.
Yeah.
I predict that we will find a connection between Pike and Widmore.
Okay.
In the finale.
See, I think that the reason why Sun is purchasing Pike is to have her own, like, huge corporation to fight Widmore.
Or she's doing the Penelope route. Penelope found Desmond.
And the thing is, the island... Wait, Widmore is apparently going to destroy the island because that's what Kimi's out for, and Kimi works for Widmore. Right. That's Directive 2 or whatever that thing with Protocol
the
2.
The secondary protocol.
So maybe Jin is still alive on the island, so she buys Pike to thwart Widmore.
Okay.
Like, so she needs her own. Yeah, she needs her own huge company.
So she can.
To a well funded company to do whatever she wants.
On that scene.
So she could make sure the island is safe where Jin is still alive.
Yep. Okay. I buy it. Totally. And we will see Dominic Monaghan.
Yeah, I think we'll see Dominic Monaghan. I think we'll see Tall Walt. I think we will even... I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Justin Chadwin will be there.
Yeah, you portraying want that, Eddie. So, Summerhalder?
I don't know. Well, the way things are going with all these ghosts and these people who are dead, we
see
might.
Anyone.
Yeah, we might.
I would like to tape a piece of paper to the bottom of my TV screen so I don't read the cast list at the beginning of the episode.
Okay, do that.
I'm not going to because it's not my TV, but I'll try to direct my eyes northward.
I usually hold my hand up. Really? I'll literally sit there with my hand on the bridge of my nose and block out the bottom half of the TV.
I love it.
Because there's nothing worse seeing like a Locke episode and then seeing John Terry in the credits.
And you're like, okay.
So anyway, those are my predictions. I think I'm all dried up. What
yeah,
about you?
That's me too.
All right, guys. Well, hopefully some of these come true and we could say, I told you so.
Yeah.
So from the Lars, I'm Ralph and I don't have a line to go out on. So I'll let Ben finish out the show.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. See you next week. Enjoy it. Lost World Vista.
See ya.